Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I bet people love to watch me sweatily picking strawberries.
I think that's what bulimics do if they're having trouble activating their gag reflex.
Make some room. Cliff and Kendall are back. No, seriously, they're morbidly obese. You're going to have to scoot over.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, we're so good. We're so good bringing bits of humanity to everybody.
We are so good, Kendall. We're so good at everything. The Peabody community has yet to recognize it, but they will.
I'm working on putting together a presentation for them, yes.
Good, because, you know, the listeners, when they saw the title of this episode, they thought...
They thought, who better?
Who better?
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 Finally, Cliff and Kendall are talking about something they know a little something about.
The experts are going to weigh in on ways to sneak in exercise. Kendall, do you know one of my most loathed things in life?
Exercise?
Is exercise. Hate it. Hate it.
Or anybody trying to stop you from a buffet.
Yeah, watch out.
He will punch you in the face.
Yeah, I will.
Well, now, Cliff, first of all, let me ask you, how much do you work out, say, in a week?
In a good week, yeah. I consider four times would be great.
That is great, yep.
Three times would be really, really, really good.
Uh-huh.
And two times... I would be proud of myself for having done it that many times.
Now, I didn't ask you how many times would you be happy about doing or proud of doing. I said, how much do you work out a week?
No, I'm sorry. I have to stay with that other answer. it's any given week. You know how that goes, Kendall.
First of all, what you should start doing, what our listeners should start doing, Cliff, is stop thinking about working out.
Sure, they should.
As a dedicated time slot that you do every day, because like we said, you can sneak in workouts anytime.
Listen, we're gonna have so many ways to sneak in exercise. You're already doing it. You didn't even know.
You're exercising right now.
Sneaking it in. Yeah.
Well, you know, Cliff, one of the things that I like to do, which everybody that rides with me hates, is that I like to park really far away from wherever I'm going. Because, A, there are tons of parking spaces out there, Cliff. Tons. And
tons,
just like us. Tons.
Oh, tons of fun.
And you get to you get to walk and exercise on the way to the shopping mall or wherever you're going to go. And everybody's like, why are you parking so far away? Because I'm exercising, bitches.
I call that free exercise.
It is free exercise. Because
I think, well, I had to park so far away, but you know what? Free exercise. I don't even have to try. I don't have to, like, even put this into my daily plan. I snuck the fucker in.
You snuck it in.
Through the back door. Yeah. I have a photograph I'd like to show you over here. I dug it out. I was in the storage closet today. I found a box of old photographs.
Uh-oh.
And this happened, okay?
I'm surprised you didn't get trapped in that shit.
Are you ready? Here we are.
Oh, I know that picture. That was... Okay, let me describe to our listeners what I'm looking at. I'm looking at two enormous individuals eating cookies.
Two Jabba the Hutts.
And we were making Christmas cookies, and we decided we would take all these pictures and make ourselves look as fat as possible. We did all these weird pictures of us going, blah, blah. And we succeeded.
We made those sounds.
We succeeded. Yeah. That's the best we've ever done at anything. Was making ourselves look fat.
This photo was not us trying to look fat. That's just
was just us looking fat. Me making myself look fat.
Oh, Kendall, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You threw this whole show off course.
That reminds you of another way to sneak in exercise.
It does it? Well, actually, it does. And this goes without saying, this is on every blog, every show that you watch. You Google lose weight and you'll find this. Cliff, take the stairs.
Take the goddamn damn stairs.
And I want our listeners to know that as ridiculous as this sounds, walk a little bit from the mall, take a few steps on the stairs.
Kendall, it sounds ridiculous.
Every little bit helps. No, I'm serious. I mean, like, it's as cliche as it sounds and like, oh, whatever, that won't help me that much.
It won't help.
Every little bit does help. Every little bit helps.
Of course it does, Kendall.
I'm a true optimist, Cliff. True optimist.
True, you're a huge optimist.
I'm a huge optimist. I'm a huge everything.
Kendall, I feel like you are on fire with the Holy Spirit of weight loss.
Cliff, I am. You know what else you can do? You know what else you can do?
What?
Now, this is something I think I heard on TV, but I think it's a great idea. I have yet to do it, but I think it's a great idea. When you're watching TV, you're watching TV and you've got stuff TiVo'd, whatever, do not fast forward through those commercials. Instead, when the commercials come on, get your ass on the floor and do some sit-ups. Just during the... I know, see? That's why we're fat, because you say, God.
That is why we're fat, repellent. Cliff.
And everybody that says, it's fat, and they need to work on it. So, Cliff, all you do is you get down on the floor. You know, how long do the commercials last? Come on.
Too long.
Over time, they're like a little short intermission in between each of your segments of the show. You do a few sit-ups. I'm going to do sit-ups on our break on this show. And every little bit helps, and it pushes you towards your goal.
Oh, well, I agree with most of that. I cannot even entertain the idea of doing sit-ups during commercial breaks.
What about breaking out an old jump rope, Cliff, and during the commercial jump roping? That's what you think about that?
I'm too fat for the jump rope to get all the way around. It won't do it.
I didn't say spin it around, I just said jump over. Now, Cliff, do you have any suggestions on losing weight or sneaking in a workout, I can tell you prepared for the show.
Good luck in working out. I've been sneaking in exercise.
Yeah, I can tell. But when I said, do this, you're like, oh, that sounds repulsive. And I said, why don't you do this? Oh, I can't do that. Why don't you eat less, Cliff? Don't be ridiculous.
Get away the hell from me with that idea, okay?
All right.
And that's no joke.
It is no joke. Great minds think alike.
It's not. If only it were.
Well, if only it were, I got something that is a joke, Cliff.
Only just
his
a dream.
Father, yeah. Cliff, a father. He came home from a very long business trip.
Father.
To find his son riding a new 21-speed mountain bike.
21!
Where did you get the money for that bike? It must have cost $300, the dad said.
Oh, my gosh.
So the little child, he said, easy, daddy. And this was who, Cliff? Little Johnny. Little Johnny said, easy, dad. I earned it hiking. And the father said, come on, Johnny, tell me the truth. And he said, that is the truth. And he says, every night you were gone, Mom's boss, Mr. Reynolds, would come over to see Mom, and he'd give me $20 and tell me to take a hike. What?
Oh, the sluts in these jokes, kid. I'm afraid it's not going to get any better. It's always darkest before the dawn, don't you know?
It's always fattest before the dawn.
Kendall, speaking of me being fat, there was a knockout. Yo!
Whoa! Sorry, my belly fell out of my shirt.
Oh, God, it was like a TLC special in here for a minute.
Sorry you had to see that, Cliff. Sorry you had to see that.
Quick, somebody bring Tyler in here. I need to bleach my eyes.
Cleanse your palate.
I need some eye bleach. Kendall, a knockout young lady decided she wanted to get rich quick. So she found herself a rich 73-year-old man planning to love him to death on their wedding night. The courtship and wedding went off without any problems, in spite of a half-century age difference. The first night of the honeymoon, she got undressed and waited for him to come out of the bathroom to bed. When he emerged, Kendall, oh my goodness, however, he had nothing on except a rubber to cover his 12-inch erection.
Ooh,
and was carrying a pair of earplugs and a pair of nose plugs. Fearing her plan had gone desperately amiss. The best laid plans often go amiss, Kendall.
She asked,
what are those for? And the aged old dude, he says, well, there are two things I can't stand. The sound of a woman screaming and the smell of burning rubber.
Oh. Feisty old man that was, Cliff.
What a feisty old man, Kendall.
Now, I want to know why when you want to marry somebody rich and you can become rich. Why?
Yeah.
If you want to be skinny, why can't you marry somebody skinny and become skinny?
Oh, no.
If but only
what happened is you would marry them and they would become fat.
Yeah. Cliff, this wealthy couple had planned to go out for the evening, and the woman of the house decided to give their butler, Jeeves, the rest of the night off. She said they would be home very late and that he should just enjoy the evening. So, Cliff, as it turned out, the wife wasn't having a good time at the party, so she came home early alone, and her husband had to stay there as several of his important clients were there. Now, Cliff, as this rich old woman walked into her house, she saw Jeeves sitting by himself in the dining room, and she called for him to follow her and led him, Cliff, where? Up to the master bedroom.
She looked
at him and she smiled and said, Jeeves, take off my dress. And he did this carefully. And she said, Jeeves, she continued, take off my stockings and garter. And Cliff, he silently obeyed her. And she says, Jeeves, remove my bra and panties. And Cliff, he did this, and the tension continued to mount. And she said then, Jeeves, if I ever catch you wearing my clothes again, you are fired.
There's some hair on that goodie, but what a goodie under all that hair.
It's a hairy goodie, Cliff.
Kendall. A man, he comes home from work to find his wife packing her suitcase. And he says, well, what the hell are you doing? And she says, well, I'm leaving you for a better life. And he says, where you think you're going? She says, I'm going to Las Vegas. I hear they pay $400 for a blowjob there.
Ooh.
And the man thinks for a minute, Kendall. He puts on his thinking cap, and then he gets his suitcase out, and he starts packing his clothes. And the wife, she says, well, what the hell are you doing? And that's how she sounded. What the hell are you doing? And then her husband, he says, well, I'm going to Vegas, too. I want to see how you live on $800 a year.
Cliff, in actuality, if you're not all that good at it, you don't get that much money. They give you like $20.
Oh, Kendall, I hope you get more than two a year. I hope you make more than $800 a year, okay?
Oh, maybe, Cliff, maybe.
Two
on
a year? I give two before brunch on Sunday.
On a good night, I might make that much.
I'm kidding.
Cliff, although her husband had been slipping in and out of comas for several months, his wife stayed by his bedside every single day. When he finally came to, he motioned for her to come closer, and as she sat on the bed, he said, you know what? You've been with me. He wasn't laughing. That was me. He said, you know what?
You know what?
You've been with me through all the bad times. When I got fired, you were there to comfort me. When I went bankrupt and I lost my business, you stood by me. When I got shot by a burglar, you were there by my
side.
When I lost the house, you were there to support me. And even though my health started failing, you were still there by my side. And he said, now that I think about it, sure looks like you brought me a lot of bad luck. I want a divorce.
Oh, no, Kendall, divorce.
Bitch.
All right, Kendall. A groom.
Do
you remember the day you were a groom?
I once was a groom.
Are you only the groom at a wedding, or are you a groom like all the way up until the wedding?
Always a groomsman, never the groom.
What's a groom? Always a groom?
Yeah.
We're just having our own conversations here. A groom passes down the aisle of a church to take his place by the altar. And the best man notices that the groom has the biggest, brightest smile. And the best man, the Cliff, he says, hey man, I know you're happy to be getting married, but what's up? You look so excited. And the groom, the Kendall, he says, well, I just had the best blowjob I've ever had in my entire life. And I am marrying the wonderful woman who gave it to me. And the bride comes walking down the aisle, and she, too, has the biggest, brightest smile. And the maid of honor notices this, and he says, she says, hey girlfriend, I know you're happy to be getting married, but what's up? You look so excited. And the bride, she says, I have just given the last blowjob of my entire life.
Oh, bitch.
Why?
Women. Why do they always do it, Cliff?
Holding back the BJs. Ladies.
Only $800 a year.
Come on. Brunch on Sunday.
If it was more than twice a year, I might pay for it too.
Oh. You're going to pay for it either way.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to pay for that.
All right, Cliff, I got to take a break. I've got to go save up some money to pay for that terrible joke I just made.
For good times, for bad times.
We'll be right back after this.
I'll be by your side forevermore.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
When you wake up at break of dawn, you search around the cupboards just to find some food. You want something to clean you out. That's what fiber bars are all about. Fiber bars are the right choice for your breakfast, of course. Fiber bars are the right choice. They'll keep you regular. Bye-bye!
And now, back to the show.
Feeling hungry like I could die. Saw a bakery and passed it by. Why would I do that? I'll tell you why. There just ain't nothing better than your apple pie. Don't want your brownies, they're much too sweet. And your cheesecake's like stinky feet. But you do one thing, I cannot lie. You make the very, very sweetest apple pie. Now when I'm craving something sweet, your apple pie no one can beat. Other boys bring me cherry tart, but you baked your way into my heart. Red Delicious, and if you please, Granny Smith makes me feel at ease. I'm sticking with you as the years go by, as long as you keep baking me that apple pie.
All right, Cliff, we're back, and I can see that you are taking my advice by sitting over there and eating instead of doing sit-ups during the break. What do you got now, Cliff?
We're doing a show about sneaking in snacks, right?
That's next week's episode. What are you eating over there?
Well, during the break, I just went to our storage closet and got a good old-fashioned Fiber One bar.
How do you go into the storage closet without getting stuck? Because every time I go in there, I get trapped.
No. You know, we put duct tape over the latch.
Well, how do I continue to get stuck?
I can get you fat. You're so fat. You go in, you get stuck inside, and it's hard to turn around.
Well, it is, Cliff. It's hard for me to do anything. Because I'm so enormous, Cliff.
But
Cliff, that is something that everybody should know.
Yeah.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know.
Yeah.
And now, here's your host, Cliff and Kendall. I wanted to say makes you want to sing out loud. That's a different segment.
It is. All right, Cliff. It's a different one. I like it.
It is time to play that favorite game show amongst our listeners, Cliff. Things you should know. Why don't you ask me a question?
Kendall, true or false?
Uh-oh.
A 30-minute walk is more effective than 3 10-minute walks.
Correct. Or true.
Oh,
really?
They are just as effective and may even help you boost your metabolism.
Oh, that was a trick question if they're exactly the same.
It says more.
More. All right, Cliff. How much should you exercise?
3 to 5 days a week for an hour at a time.
Well.
True. What's true is true.
That's true. I'll give you that. Oops. Ah!
Oh!
There we go. Actually, the correct answer is if you have not exercised for a while, you should start with mild exercises for 10 to 15 minutes a day, and you should gradually add more strenuous exercises and extend the time until you reach 30 to 60 minutes most days of the week. That is the correct, 100% correct answer.
Most days of the week would be terrible.
Well, most days of the week already are terrible, so.
That's true. Gotta give you that one. Kendall, true or false? True or false?
True.
Red beans are better for you than black beans.
Oh, false.
Oh, Kendall. You know nothing of health.
I thought it was another trick question. I thought you were saying they're exactly the same.
Red beans have the highest amount of phytochemicals, which protect against cancer and heart disease, than any other bean.
Oh, well, let me go out and get some red beans.
Red beans are nice. Red beans and rice.
All right, Cliff. Everyone should set a daily target of how many steps per by the recommendation of the Surgeon General.
2,500.
No!
Sure!
Now, I knew this already. 10,000 steps.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm so fat. I only take 2,500 and I'm like, I gotta stop.
Get you a pedometer and do that every day, 10,000 steps, and you will lose weight.
Uh-huh.
You used to do that in Kendall. New York, I'm sure. Yep.
Oh, that's why I was skinny there. Kendall, true or false?
I have no idea.
Watermelons have little nutrients as they are so high in water.
True.
Oh, Kendall. Kendall. I have a sneaking suspicion had all these questions been about macaroni and cheese and froyo.
I think we're starting to get to the problem here, Cliff. I think we're almost starting to realize why I'm so fat.
1 cup of watermelon has twice the lycopene as a fresh tomato, and it also has great amounts of vitamin A and C. So that I feel better now when I go and I eat like a whole half of a watermelon at a time.
The world's largest watermelon.
Because you know, you and I, we don't stop at full.
No, I haven't stopped since full since third grade. Cliff, how many calories do you have to burn to equal 1 pound?
3,000.
You were close. 3,500 equals 1 pound, but it's basically 500 calories a day for over a week's time is what equals 1 pound of weight loss a week.
Oh, God. That's awful.
That's why we can't do all that math. That's why Weight Watchers does it for us.
The odds are against you. Just go ahead and eat something. Kendall.
Cliff. Oh.
True or false, if you don't exercise with a high intensity, don't even bother.
False.
Finally, you have learned to trust your instincts and go the other way.
Sneak it in whenever you can. Any kind of workout is good for you.
Research continues to show that any exercise is better than none. Just get started and do something. Wouldn't our friend Richard Simmons tell us that?
Our good friend. He is our good friend. Our photo is with him on our blog. He's a good friend.
Our photo is with him right above me here in the studio. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. He's wonderful. All right, Cliff. That's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
I think obesity. They should. That's a story of our lives.
That's something we know a lot about.
Yeah.
Cliff, I like to do things just for the health of it.
I like to do things just for the health of it. And you know what? I think I would like to help our listeners. I'd like to help you.
I love listeners. Helping our listeners. That is what we do.
It's our favorite part of the job. You know, give them some health tips.
You have an health tip that could help the listeners out.
Kendall, I want you and the listeners, I want you to feel gratitude or love at least once daily.
Well, you sure make that hard.
Emotions like these, they make you feel great. Plus, they improve heart rate variability, promote emotional stability, and help you think better, too. That's what the scientists at Cliff and Kendall Labs have found in a study of lab mice. Think of something you or someone you feel love or gratitude for. A pet, a person, something in nature, like a tree. And then focus on breathing in and out of your heart. Now breathe, feeling the love or gratitude in and out through your heart.
I am breathing in and out of my heart, Cliff.
For about 5 minutes. Kendall, I want you to take a few minutes to reflect.
All right, Cliff, I'm going to sit here quietly for 5 minutes and do that.
Before you're going to sleep or when you first wake up. Now, it says before you're going to sleep, and you do often fall asleep during the show.
Mr. Snodbottom, you know who you are.
Oh, he's asleep. Kendall, don't wake him this late in the show.
Cliff, all right. Well, mine is all about sleep. It's funny you should talk about that.
About sleep.
My first tip is adequate sleep is absolutely essential to maintain a healthy body because that, Cliff, is when the body rebuilds itself. During the night, the human growth hormone triggers proteins throughout the body to build new cells and repair any damage, and it is only released during sleep, which is why getting the proper amount of sleep is so important.
Kendall, that sounds so important.
It is important.
Proper amount of sleep.
I told you. I don't lie to you. I wouldn't lie to you.
No.
I'll do that to you, but I won't lie to you.
Oh,
all right, Cliff, do you have another tip for our listeners?
Kendall, I'm thinking all about your emotional health this week, okay?
Oh, I'm so emotional and I'm so
emotional, baby. Kendall, I want you and the listeners to notice the light of the sunrise and the sunset 2 days a week. Can you do that?
I can't wake up that early.
Can you make a commitment to do that, Kendall?
I did in Hawaii. I went up to this top, this crater, and watched the sunrise, and it changed my life.
Oh, craters. Kendall, speaking of what's left after I lay down. Kendall, I want you to bring your body more in harmony with the universal rhythm of the sun's light. It regulates genes that control your internal biological clock that in turn regulate the release of hormones. Handle these hormones that govern sleep, which is so important, and physical energy, performance, and mood. Oh,
well, now if I wake up and watch the sunrise, will that make me lose weight?
Definitely.
If you're running watching the sunrise.
Yeah. I think it goes without saying, you should be running quickly.
You can't just sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff, my other tip that I have for our listeners is snack healthy. If you get hungry between meals, you can choose foods that will satisfy your appetite, taste good, and are healthy, too. Some of the best are walnuts, almonds, dark chocolate with at least 70% pure cocoa, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, and berries like blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries.
Oh, Kendall, isn't that depressing?
It is. It is. It is. I would rather eat a big block of, like, lard. Why isn't lard helping?
Oh, that is so sad that that is what we should be eating. Oh, man. No wonder
everything is sad.
So obese. Good.
I don't know how I got this fat.
I don't either.
Cliff,
I didn't notice. I didn't notice it when I was doing it. I thought everything.
If our listeners want to find more ways to exercise, why don't you go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. And while you're listening to the show, instead of drinking during each sing-along or whatever thing we usually do, exercise whenever you hear Cliff belch.
Oh, Kendall, they
you're never, sure to get a really good workout in.
Kendall, they should not attempt this without contacting their doctor first.
Please, contact a physician. I think it's fine.
Kendall, fitness. If it came in a bottle, everybody would have a great body.
Oh, Cher.
Cher.
How did I know you were going to pick that one, Cliff?
How did you know?
Cliff, if it weren't for the fact that the TV set and the refrigerator are so far apart, some of us wouldn't get any exercise at all, and that's Joey Adams.
Oh, Joe, what do you know? I really don't think I need buns of steel. I'd be happy with buns of cinnamon. And that was said by Ellen DeGeneres. And Kendall, I really want to go to Cinnabon after that, if that's okay.
I really want to eat some cinnamon buns, Cliff.
Oh! Kendall, that's a filthy one you say.
Exercise is a dirty word. Every time I hear it, I wash my mouth out with chocolate, and that was an unknown Arthur.
Oh, Kendall, I've been doing it. It was me, and then nobody knew. It was me.
Now the Arthur is known. Cliff, why don't you take us home before I grow tired of the show and leave?
Too late. Take me home. Exercise. Oh, you should be jogging right now.
Get to jogging.
Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go work out, and we'll see you here next week.
Oh, we love you and we pity you for having to only eat berries.
I pity myself.
Oh, God.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
I'm sticking with you as the years go by.